When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's time to chat some bollocks about fanny tits and bum.
No topic is off limit for these potty mouthed foul mums.
So tell us all your secrets, we like to share the truth.
About saggy tits and anal warts and ice cubes up your hoof.
No
holes barred.
Hello?
Hello.
I look fucking terrible today, mate. I've just had a look in the mirror. I've got one eye that's way smaller than the other.
I can't see the one eye smaller.
I'm tired. My children. Edith was up about four times last night. They're both coughing like absolute cunts.
I know. I think I've said this before and you've laughed me out of the room.
Yeah.
But there is an old witch's wise tale, which about onion. An onion.
Correct. Yes.
Put an onion under their bed.
I'm going to do it tonight.
Up the onion. So, it will honk.
That's fine. Oh, yeah. Edith's quite funny about smells. Let's see if she detects it. I won't tell her I'm doing it.
Yeah, don't tell her it's under there. And then realistically, it's not going to really honk until tomorrow, is it?
No. Maybe what I'll do is I'll wait until she's asleep and then I'll put it in her room.
Yeah.
I'll put it on her pillow.
Yeah. Rub it in just a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a week and a half. Honestly, it's Friday today and I don't even remember when this week began. It's felt that long.
I mean, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, well, no, that's worse, mate. Because that means that they
see people. If we ever say different days and you're going, hang on a minute, it's Tuesday. We don't record this on a Tuesday. So,
no. Yeah. And this is not
a normal record day. Hate to break the illusion. This is not a live stream.
It's just us, which also I forgot that we were even doing it.
Oh, what a fucking surprise, Victoria.
This is not on our normal day. And I'm very tired. And I've got one eye smaller than the other.
That with my little bagel and my olives and my strawberries, thinking,
that sounds nice.
She's fucking forgotten. And lo and behold, she had forgotten.
Because the thing is, she texted me and Nora texted me and it said, I'm in. And I was like, what does she mean? And then
I did think,
later,
like, I could see it says Victoria online. I was like, why is she not responding?
Because I was also helping Rob make us the shittest lunch I've ever eaten in my whole life.
Oh yes, you haven't divulged. Did it include the lion's mane? Have you had any of the lion's mane?
Yes, we did have the lion's mane. He did a really good job of it. It was so. Have you had it before? It's mental, mate.
No,
it's the closest thing texture wise that I've eaten to meat.
I'm pretty sure that's what I've heard about it, is it's really good for people that don't eat meat.
Because yeah, it's like almost like got like a fibrous fit, like meat does, like, you know, like the sinuousness of meat. It's like that. But he made spicy buffalo, essentially like wings.
Nice. With
it. It was really good. He's like really stepped up his game since he's, you know, got addicted to vegetables.
So is he still in it? He's still in the veg game?
He's still in the veg game, but he's been a bit more slack. He said today, so he went to Sainsbury's, he was like, I'm in my shit eating phase, because he he has no concept of moderation, does he?
No.
He's all in or all out. But yeah, because I was like, oh, let's get a little treat. I bought a coffee machine this morning. Very exciting.
It's
a pod one. One of those. Is that what you said? Hob one.
No, I said hob, not pod.
Yeah, so it's a little pod one. Because I'm too lazy to make a coffee on my own, a nice one, but I always want one. And then I go to the cafe and it's like £4 a pop. But actually quite a shit coffee. So no, I just was like, I'm buying it, I'm treating myself. And it's been a bit of a shit week. So I was like, yeah, all right then. You know, yeah. Before I go out and just get annihilated. Now
you
I just
a coffee pot.
I bought a coffee pot. So that's nice.
You can make yourself a little tiramisu. There
oh,
you go.
Yes, I can. Yeah, that's an incentive to make tiramisu again.
There you go.
That pistachio one. Yeah, so you made like this lentil. It sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it will.
It was like, supposed to be like a bit like a dosa. Do you know, like one of those like pancake type things?
Yeah.
But he made it using lentils and rice and spinach. So it's kind of just like green slop with no flour or anything
really
in it.
I was
like,
selling it.
Yeah, and he followed a recipe. But when I came downstairs and looked at it, I was like, what the fuck is that? That is not going to be a pancake. And
do you
like
ever just
hold.
Cry and just think, for fuck's sake, Rob, why can't you just...
just
why
a
can't
sandwich.
It, why can't it be...
I'd be very grateful for that.
A panini, you know, yes. a salad. Salad exactly. With a bit of tofu. That would be lovely.
And what did we have with it? So it didn't work, obviously. Yeah. So it just sort of turned into slop. It was like green slop, but it tasted really nice. So I didn't. When you texted me, I was like, "Fuck! I'm supposed to be recording. I just need to eat anything." So I ate some lentil green slop, and then you made a baked potato and put edamame beans in it.
Oh God, that would make me cross.
That's a crime.
That is a crime. That's disgusting.
I mean, look, my protein levels are through the roof after that.
I bet they
but
are.
My taste buds are furious. So that's what I had. And I just shoveled it up.
I don't know how you sat there and ate that. I would have been like, I'm out.
Well, do you know what I did? I got the camembert out of the fridge and I ate like half a wheel of camembert with it just
there
to balance
go.
It out.
That's all right.
Yeah,
that
so it was all good.
Better.
It was all good. Made myself another coffee and then jumped on the record. And here I am.
Absolutely.
Here I am.
Well, thank God. Thank God.
Thank God that I'm here, that I escaped the
Well, thank
hell.
God that you ate the camembert. Actually, mate, I'd have a word with Steve, I'm afraid, if he did that to me.
Well, he's been all right, actually, because he's been doing a lot more cooking, so I'm not complaining, because the balance was very unequal before. It would be so rare for him to cook, you know, like it would
so
be...
So will he fall out of the whole veggie... roster and fall into the heavy shit eating roster now?
He'll continue with the veggies. I feel like he has made a pledge of sort of, you know, loyalty to the veg life. But he will then, on top of it, eat loads of shit.
Right. As you said that, and obviously I interrupted you, it sounded like you said, to begin with, that first round when you said about the big, the gigantic bag of cookies, sounded like you said a bag of vaginas. That's... Listen back, everyone. Listen back. I thought you were going to say a big bag of vaginas. What?
Well, that would be like him going down on me. I'd be like, do you want a big bag of vagina? Come here, baby.
Come on in.
Oh,
can we just take a moment to celebrate the fact I was a little bit nervous about our podcast last week because I thought,
oh, were you?
We're, you know,
we ragged on the old men, didn't we?
No, not that bit. I don't give a shit about that bit.
Okay, sure.
It was more about the fact it wasn't quite as upbeat as usual.
Okay,
and
cool.
I thought, oh, fucking hell. Is this going to be like, oh, Jesus Christ, they've changed.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, the actual overall response has been wonderful, hasn't it?
Yeah, been record more of this, please.
Yeah, basically, fuck yeah.
Let's smash out the patriarchy.
We fucking hate men. I got a really great story. You know when I said like just the ultimate revenge?
Yes. Come on then. Let's hear it.
I really like this one. And to anyone that goes, oh, that's really out of order, well, I'm afraid.
We didn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Not only did we not do it, but I get it.
Yeah.
So she's entitled it, Petty Behaviour. Hello, my favourite lady. Thank you for helping me navigate through my 20s with last so far. As the pettiest non-harmful thing I've ever done to a man, I like how she says it's the pettiest.
She's done some other shit.
Here we go. I'm 20, he's cheating on me, and just a sick, twisted, emotionally abusive human being. Eventually, he calls it off. Thank heavens, or I would never have left. So besides shagging his best friend,
good tick.
I went on Amazon. I ordered 50 fake keys and 50 key tags. I wrote his number and house keys on every tag and then scattered them everywhere. Some in some really obvious places, some in some more hidden. On a train journey to college, every stop, I chucked one out on the way up country and on the way up to the, up the country. It's harmless, but he got 50 phone calls claiming someone had found his house keys. Maybe the first few times he would have got confused and Gota collected them, but eventually he'll have got really confused and pissed off from the constant phone calls from strangers claiming to have found his house keys. Hid some of them in hard places. So maybe even a few months later, he was still getting phone calls. It's a tiny annoyance, maybe a bit stupid now when I think about it. But in that moment, I just wanted to piss him off without causing him actual harm. Also, any advice on a 23-year-old who has just got out of a relationship she thought that she had found the one? Oh, God.
Let's address the keys first and then we'll come back to that.
Fucking brilliant.
I like that because it's just so subtle.
Is that fantastic?
And it would be very hard to connect the crime to the criminal.
Yeah.
Conducting said crime. Because other than if you maybe went and got the key and you recognised their handwriting, there's not really any, well, there's nothing to link you to it.
Well, can I just celebrate the dedication? Because if you've ever gone to a school fete, mm-hmm. and you have to do the raffle tickets and you've bought 10 raffle tickets and on the back of it, you've got to write your name and your telephone number. By the sixth one, my hand cramp is through the roof to have written out 50 fucking times his number and the words house keys on them. I just think fair play to you, young lady.
Was she breaking the, what's the data protection stuff? The GPR? Is it GPR? Is that what it's called?
GPDR. I'm sure there's a D in it.
Is she breaking that? But because she didn't include his name and it's just his number, did she kind of like legally? What if someone found out that she did that? Is she going to prison for that? Do you think?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
You know what? I would really question the judicial system. But also, based on our current system and prisons, who fucking knows? People out for a lot less.
It doesn't feel like a crime.
No, it feels like just desserts.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's just high. She didn't do anything harmful. She just went, and I really hope to any women out there that, you know, we're not encouraging, but we're just saying. There's an example.
This happened.
And shit happens. And we're not always doing things at our finest. And can we just acknowledge the fact that that's totally okay? Because sometimes people are just cunts.
I wonder where she got the idea from. Do you reckon you Google 10 simple ways to get revenge? Is that a Pinterest board, do you reckon?
Non-harmful revenge tactics.
Because I wouldn't even know where to start to come up with a way of sort of
said,
like,
hello.
Yeah.
50 keys. I don't think so.
I'd be doing shit through the letterbox, mate. I'd just be going straight in. That would be my sort of
You would do approach. The turd baguette and just rest it on the front doorstep. Imagine shitting on their doorstep and knowing that one they were going to open their door and step into it. That would be it's another though, good one. It? Ring doorbells ruin that, really. They ruin the anonymity of it.
Unless you wore like a, I don't know, a big head, like the Masked Singer.
Because let's go discreetly into the night and shit on a doorstep dressed as the Masked
big
Singer.
Lion.
But there's that woman, wasn't there, where she shit in the drive of that house that was up for sale and it was all caught in the Ring doorbell.
That's right, yes. Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
So we love that. I have actually got another sort of one, but should we just address the fact that she said about the heartbreak? Because I feel like needs to be discussed, doesn't it?
And that's horrible.
So horrible. But all I would say is that I have been in that situation before. And I've had one relationship in particular that ended that I really did think that was it. That was the person that's going to spend the rest of my life with. And all I can say is, I know how painful it feels right now, but there is a reason that relationship didn't work. And it's just opened up the door. When a door closes, a window opens or something. Does a window open? I don't know.
No, just
something.
Another door opens.
Normally,
you don't
my
have
legs
to jump
opened,
out the window.
But,
but it's so true. You can just walk out of one door and into the other. You don't have to put yourself in any harm.
It's so true. And I genuinely, listen to my fucking voice. Why do I sound like Doc Cotton?
Can you clear your throat, Brit? Throat.
I can't. It's my fucking kids who have been coughing into my open
onion.
Mouth.
Get an onion.
Onion. Onion. Whenever I hear onion, this is going to be, you won't watch this, but there's a CBeebies little show.
Thank God, immediately. No, I don't watch this. Yeah.
And it's got a character in it that is so cute and quaint. I can't remember what it's called now. And it's all about like going to bed, but there's a character, there's an onion. And all he says is, it's genius. He just goes, onion, onion. And so that's all I can do now.
Onion.
Anyway, great story. So let's move on.
Just put an onion under your bed. That's all I was saying. Fucking hell.
Clear my throat.
Clear your throat. Go on.
Yes.
Have a sip of water. Wet the whistle.
Oh, let me do that. Hold
on. Go on. Good girl. God, that sounded a bit fucking. That sounded a bit dumb, didn't it? Good girl.
It did. Good girl. Lick my shoe. Yeah, so I just wouldn't worry about it. I mean, that sounds like really dismissive, but honestly.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry
just
about,
don't
your
worry
heart.
About it.
It's not actually real.
Don't worry about it. It's really fine. No, but it took me such a long time to get over this particular ex as well. And I never. Everyone that I met after him felt like they paled in comparison. And it was like, this is not the same connection. I'm never going to meet the person and blah, blah, blah. And then lo and behold, who showed up in my life? Mr. Robert.
I mean, sometimes you don't sell that dream either because, you know, he has a hairy
good for a while.
He makes,
it was good for a while.
He makes horrendous. And I also don't sell it because it's Steve, you know. We're not selling the whole long-term relationship game thing, are
not
we?
Not really, but... No.
I wouldn't
know.
Be without him, but fuck me, he irritates every single fibre of my body over and over again.
100%. But
I want the honeymoon
period.
He's
way
back.
Better than the other one that I genuinely
Jesus.
Thought, oh, God,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
He's gone and that's my life over. It was over for a little bit, but then new beginnings and all that.
Yeah.
And...
Ride the waves of the ups and downs of it. Yeah. And just know that he wasn't the one.
No.
For every single time you think he was the one, I'm such a big believer in fate. I really am. And I think that there's so much of our lives that are interlinked with other situations happening. And you go, why the fuck is this happening right now? But ultimately it's because there's, you know, a deeper meaning
cosmic thing at play. Something's going on. It's just not right in your life. But just acceptance, isn't it? And then also just be grateful that you had him in your life for a bit. And that's enough. And then just get on the cock, basically. Get some more cocks in.
Maybe
audition.
She's already on a cock.
I hope so. That's what I did. Yeah. And it worked for me.
It's just to see if, you know, the just absolute Seth Pitt of dating. I can see how she's probably like fucking great. She's back to old 50 keys again, isn't she?
That's it. 50 keys.
It's just so depressing.
Shall I find one of these stories as well?
Yeah, I've got a ragging hour one.
Oh, yes. Yes, let's do a ragging hour. Go on.
Okay. So, ragging hour. I mean, can we call it the hour? I think we should call it the hour. The ragging minute, the ragging moment, the ragging hour sounds better.
The ragging
better,
hour sounds
it?
Better, yeah.
Yeah. 24 years ago, when I was only 18 and had my second child, fuck me. And they had fitted me with a progesterone coil, telling me it was best for me. Months in, it was awful. Constant bleeding, headaches, raging mood swings, joint aches. I desperately wanted it out. And they refused repeatedly, ignoring
you go, mate.
Me. On one of the final times after hellish months, I stood in the reception and screamed, if they didn't take it out with me, I would rip it out there and then and bleed all over the floor. They soon put me in a side room and removed said coil. Never again, nothing contraception-wise has ever agreed with me, and I've tried all of them. Luckily, my now husband has had the snip. But it's now been 2 to 3 years of hell getting a doctor to listen to me about the menopause and ADHD referral. It's taken me to suicidal thoughts, moving doctor surgeries, and for a doctor to finally be heard. I am now starting HRT today and finally getting referred for ADHD diagnosis. Hooray, hip, hip, hooray. I swear to fucking God, I'm so sick to my back fucking teeth of just women's health.
Oh, no. Do you know what?
It's the same fucking thing.
The coil story, we've had a lot of emails about the similar experience to you. Obviously, that lady there just shared her experience. And it's the same situation for so many
it's
women.
It's great if it works for you, like that's amazing. But can we acknowledge the fact there's a fuckload of women it doesn't work for?
But this is what the other message that keeps coming through is about the not them not taking it out. And so if you do want to get it out, you have to say it's an emergency.
Yeah.
So either emergency, like you said, you had a mental health emergency, or that you're trying for a baby, and that seems to be. But
how shit is that?
It's just wild. This feels
do
like
what it reminds me of. It reminds me of the fucking Handmaid's Tale.
That's exactly what I was about to say, mate. Yeah, that's what it feels like. Like literally having control over our reproductive systems. Oh my God!
Can you imagine this if a man had something inserted into his body and then realised it was impacting his mood, his mental health, his overall health? Do you think a man would have to fight in the same way that a woman would to have that removed? Would they fuck?
No, exactly. Oh, I've got. Should let me read this email. This is about. She's titled I got 99 problems and the doctor's one.
Hey.
So she said, I've just listened to the latest episode about Laura's fanny rejecting the coil. So this, she's done this in points. She's covered so many points. I absolutely love this. So point one. It is so common for women who are neurodivergent. Laura and Vic, you are both neurospicy. I'm not formally diagnosed.
I've been diagnosed.
But then this makes sense. So who are neurodivergent to struggle with any synthetic progesterone stroke hormones, which is, yes.
I have to counterbalance that because I didn't previously have an issue with contraceptive pills. So
what pill did you take though?
I don't know, one that I took and then was it pure? Because
again, those are like they can be purely estrogen.
I don't know. It's called.
I think it's more common.
Pretty sure it wasn't called Celeste. You know, like nobody in medical terms, Celeste, the contraceptive pill. I don't think so.
The fecking perioral dermatitis. Here we go. This is for me. Is shite and definitely linked to hormones. See, I said that, didn't
there you
I?
Go.
Does the antibiotic cream actually help? It's not a bacterial condition, so I'm just curious. All right, so I've had it real bad.
She
I've
knows
gone
her shit.
I know. Hello. I have had the antibiotics for like, I don't know, 2 weeks now, and the cream. But do you know what I had the other day? Laser light facial.
Yeah.
And that is the same laser that's used to remove hair.
Oh, okay.
But there's like a different wavelength of the light or whatever that you can use on as a facial, and I've had them before at my beautician's and they're amazing. It's the one where I told you it's like she's just, it's really hot and you have to wear the little goggles to protect your eyes, and then you've got so obviously you can't see anything, but she just waves the wand over your face, like quite close to your face, and it feels like someone is just having a furious wank over
You've never told me this before.
Oh, it's like, it's so hot. And she's like, does it feel okay? And it's just like over your face. But it's great, really good results. And it's used for just improving skin texture, fine lines, whatever. But it can also be used to help. It doesn't treat it, but it just helps the redness of things like rosacea, perioral dermatitis.
Right.
I had a facial with her on Tuesday. My face was still in breakout stage.
Yeah.
And it's since healed and I haven't had a single new spot.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Which I know that doesn't sound like it's been very long, but for perioral dermatitis it is, because it's literally like you can get a spot. I would say I'd have like, it does this weird little cycle of like a breaking out, scabbing over, fading back, breaking out. And it does that every 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a new round of that since I had the facial. So I'm fucking booking myself back in for another one.
Yeah. So actually it might not even be the back and the
might not be the antibiotics and the cream. It might actually be that it's them having that.
Jizz face.
Oh, jizz face.
Can I have
the wank facial, please?
Oh, wank facial. My lips. That's where the area of concern is.
And then she's put here, I work in the medical industry, so that makes sense why she knows all this shit. In Perth, Australia.
Perth.
Not a doctor, by the way, but as an ADHD woman in this industry with ongoing mental health struggles and a condition that is constantly labelled as a phase, fad or fashionable, and all the bullshit stories in the media, I hear you and your frustrations.
Oh, love
and then
her.
She said about this woman, please, 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 both of you reach out to Dr. Louise Newsom. Do you know her?
Yeah, she's the woman that founded Newsom Health.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course. With the menopause lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a great podcast.
Louise. Louise Newsom.
She says she sounds so posh, I can't deal with it. But anyway, so many great insights into hormones.
So she does quite a lot of webinars as well. So my friend did the Newson Health webinar last week that was really, really interesting about how just everything that they're uncovering about the menopause and like how to support women best. And also the other thing. So I actually went to a Newson Health clinic today, they which did, is kind of coincidental.
Yeah.
That's just down the road from me. And I spoke to a doctor and she said, it fundamentally blows my mind. And I've never really thought about it, how we know that as women go into their 30s and age through their 30s into their 40s, that their fertility becomes significantly worse as they get older. Mm. And she said, so how is it that we've never really put together the fact that if your fertility is going to be changing, so will your fucking hormones, which means that you're not going to be as topped up. What's the fucking word? For sorry if you can hear background noise. The Mr. Belbin has just entered the room.
Oh, that's all right. Nothing he's
gonna love. There's nothing he's gonna love more than hearing about the menopause. He's fucking sick of me talking about it. he's showing his chest. I should say put it away, but obviously it's something that's got his penis out, which he hasn't.
he's windmilling.
Yeah, windmilling it. that would imply it was small, wouldn't that be nice? Okay. No, it wouldn't. I'm just gonna stop talking. No, I don't know. Just get the fuck out. Dick. Yeah, and I don't think I've ever really thought about it like that. The fact that actually it makes perfect sense. Like, yeah, our fertility gets shit. Oh, yeah, gets shit, it's because all of the relevant hormones that we need in our body are depleting. So why the fuck are we ignoring these things and leaving it to the last minute going, oh, I'm too young for the perimenopause?
No, exactly.
And in actual
no.
fact, there's a lot to suggest the fact that a lot of women from around 38... So that I'm in like that prime age of women that are starting to notice the symptoms, signs and symptoms of the perimenopause. Mine aren't significant, they're not bad. But obviously I've got a fucking health anxiety, Vic. So I feel everything, don't I? I feel everything.
For me, I think the main thing that I've noticed is how my periods are, but not so much the like actual bleeding bit. That doesn't really feel that different, but it's more me in my body, my hormones, how I feel. And I feel so depleted when I'm having a period. Like I'm having a period today. Like I could literally sleep all day,
mm-hmm.
But I'm too wired mentally to do that. But I feel like my body is like, please just go to bed, lie down, don't do anything crazy. But yeah. I can't because of life. But I end up feeling like this for about 4 days, and it's just so shit.
Do you know the other thing that I mentioned to the doctor today? Because I know that you said it, and I've noticed it in me as well. Sorry, now I need to clear my throat. Your fucking kid's bug has come via Zoom and got me. But it's the same thing that I've noticed is my all of a sudden increase for sugar. Really, my cravings are fucking mental at the moment. I'm like, oh my God, I eat it. And I'm like, I didn't even want that. And actually I don't feel great for it. I feel like crap.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said that to her. I was like, I know this is really weird because it's probably got no link at all, but is it? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. She said, there's a direct link to.
Because you want energy. Is that what it is?
It could also just be, she was like, it could be that obviously your body is missing something. So it's trying to find the thing and it's searching for whatever it is.
Like my body's like, I definitely need mini eggs right now.
Yeah.
I saw you eat a mini egg chocolate bar. Excuse me. How was that?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Exquisite.
Is it? I need to go and get that. I love mini eggs.
£4.50 for the big bar in Asda. I got the £1.50 bar.
Okay.
But I also made mini egg cookie. I mean, there's too much for you. You wouldn't be able to manage it. Obviously, you're a little sensitive soul.
I'll go to space, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't cope. But obviously, I when I was a kid, I had a really, really bad addiction to sugar. Like I was, were you like that?
No.
Fuck me. I was, that is also another thing that's linked, chasing dopamine all the time. I mean, hello, the biggest dopamine slag going. But I used to have the highest fucking insatiable desire for sweet stuff. It's calmed down loads, but obviously I still pack a lot of weight.
To be fair, do you know what? Because I had weird eating issues when I was a child, didn't I? The only stuff that I wanted to eat was sweet stuff. It wouldn't have been anything else. Like, I could have purely existed off chocolate biscuits.
Hey, me too.
Yeah, I
didn't like vegetables.
No, I didn't have any lust for anything else other than chocolate.
I also really liked unripe fruit.
That's weird, isn't it?
I know, very. So I wouldn't like anything unless it was like
starch.
Yeah. Bananas had to be completely green.
Oh my God.
Nectarines had to be like eating an apple.
That's so weird. I mean, what's that from a sort of like evolutionary point of view? Do you know what I mean? Like, why would you want to eat under?
Not trusting the food source.
It's more likely to make you poorly because it's not ripe, so you can't digest it very well.
Yeah. I think probably that's where it was. I wanted to die. But but when I was a kid, I was really poor. I had a lot of like, my asthma was really bad. So I used to have fucking steroids or whatever it was. It was always in pill form.
Right.
Or like, then I had glandular fever when I was 5, which is like, that's
horrific.
Horrific and also unheard of for a child that age. So I was like month long, like every week for a month, I had to have blood tests. That was fucking horrific. There was no numbing gel. It was just, I was basically medically, I think I'm traumatized for good reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've always been pinned down, like medications have been shoved to the back of my throat. Then they tried to hide it in my food and they were just trying their best. Like my parents were just like, we need to get this in her, but she won't fucking take it. I, like everything, I had every single thing you can possibly think of thrown at me to try and get me to take the medication. I would, and then I wouldn't eat because I wouldn't trust them, you know? So like, I don't know, maybe it was like, I don't think they'll be able to have tampered with this green banana because I wouldn't be able to see the entry point in which they did it. That's why.
Oh my God.
Because also, that does make sense. No one in their right mind would eat a green banana for joy.
No. Like,
maybe they shoved all the medication in the actual ripe banana. And I'm like, that's what
it is. A lot of banana, a lot of medicine was banana flavored back in the day, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. Banana ankle bark, it's I used to call it. Oh. Loved it.
Really, did you?
Because the alternative was being pinned to the dining room table with my jaw clamped open and a fucking tablet put in the back.
Oh my God, it's so horrible, isn't it? The 80s, brutal. But I suppose, he's like, you've got to get the medicine.
Yeah, there was just not as much of an alternative, really, was there? And
no.
Maybe I didn't need it, but I'd had a couple of hospital admissions. I get the fact that must have been pretty fucking scary to watch your child go through that and then just be like, just fucking take the tablet.
Please take it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure my dad probably don't doubt for 1 second, exasperated with his head in his hands going, please, Laura, just take it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, what are we fucking talking about?
I don't know.
We've gotten to banana medicine. How did that happen?
I don't know.
So this has gone very far.
Rogue. We've gone rogue.
I've got another revenge story. Should we have one of those?
Oh, I love a revenge story. Yeah, come on. Why not?
Okay, and this is about a boss who's a wanker.
Good.
Yeah, come on. Okay, so after your most recent dose of laughter medicine, I wanted to share, as in like we made her laugh. I skipped the first part of the email just for the purposes of saving time. But now I've spoken so much that I've probably talked for as long as you've taken me to read out the beginning of the email. Anyway, I wanted to share my revenge story, or just one of them. Just one of them.
Oh, tell more.
I worked at a school many years ago and the headmaster, who we all loved, retired. His replacement, who he later apologised for hiring as he recognised he had been totally lied to, seemed pleasant enough for a short time before becoming an absolute cunt, to summarise.
Oh my God.
I tell you what, the senior staff at a school are next level absolute egomaniacs. And I say that having worked in a secondary school for 12 years before I did this job. Anyway, he was a bully, a liar, an excellent gaslighter, and was particularly vile to the female staff. Oh God. As I worked at his PA...
Oh no.
What a job. I bore the brunt of his evilness on a regular basis and started to think he was being especially evil to me to get me to resign. I sought legal advice to see if I could defend myself in a civilized fashion, but then became pregnant and decided I would not return after maternity leave. I told him he should start advertising for a replacement, but it was not constructive dismissal he was going for after all, and he continued to be constructive. So I started to get my own back. There were many petty and unimaginative things I did to help my mental health survive each day, whilst I had to look at his fucking face and maintain a straight one with a secret smile. But part of my regular routine was to give his pens and pencils a good scrubbing against my arsehole. No explanation needed.
Oh my God.
That's so intense. Imagine, I'm just going to sign this paper here, and then you'd be like, oh, what's that? What have I got on my fingers?
It's sharted on the pencil.
Another favourite, which lasted a month, or should I say until the 30 capsules ran out, was to put a Dulcolax, which is laxative.
It's Turbolax, yeah.
Well, into his morning tea, which he was very particular about. When a male staff member mentioned to me that he had been told by the wanker's wife he had been suffering from bowel problems, I felt a triumph I had never experienced since. My husband told me to stop it because it was likely illegal.
It was likely, not frowned upon,
and
illegal.
I could be done for poisoning. Do you reckon? Can you tell? I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Like every day for 30 days, that's a long time.
I guess something that you have done is entering the orifice of someone else without consent.
Yeah.
It's all about consent, babes.
Obviously, we don't condone any of this, but please tell us about it because we think it's hilarious. When I left for maternity leave, me and a colleague pissed on his office carpet after he had left on a... God, this rabbit's an animal.
You want some fucking advice on how to be revengeful? Go to her.
I know. I just want to point out that when she's leaving for maternity leave, so she would have been like 8 months pregnant,
yeah,
squatting down to take a piss on her boss's
carpet.
Would
you squat down or would you piss? I think to get the best result, you'd want to put it in a cup and then just sort of lacquer the carpet.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
The fact that it was a tour job as well. How big was the office? Jesus.
Well, it was a
head
teacher,
so it might be
quite big.
You know, it's like in those movies where you see them like shaking the gasoline all over.
Yeah, that's it. She did it with
piss. To like light a match. Yeah, you probably could have lit a match in there after that.
We still laugh about it now. Childish, yes, but sometimes a girl has to use the only weapon she has to fight the patriarchy.
The pussy.
Don't ever stop the podcast. And thanks for a breakdown. And thanks for breaking down the motherhood myth.
Thanks for a breakdown. Agreed. Yeah, that's what we're both having.
I can't fucking talk today. Again, this is my period. This is what happens. What did I say? I said insect stick to you 8 times before we came up, and I meant stick.
I just thought, it's okay. It's going to come. It will happen. She's going to get there.
And you totally just,
and immediately,
you know,
I thought matchstick, and then I thought, oh, chocolate. And then I thought, for fuck's sake, Laura, put the chocolate bar down.
Being a mum is not what we are sold, but it does get easier as the kids get older. It's just impossible to see it when you're in the sleep deprived years. Thank you. Stay strong. Oh, that's a lovely little fucking story, isn't it?
I appreciate that
as well. Oh, I love it.
And you know what I appreciate about is the fact she's just honest enough to be able to say, look, I did this. Because the thing is, like, it's all well and good people going, oh, that's awful. Yeah, but it fucking happens. We can't take it back. So let's just rejoice in the fact that we can laugh.
Yeah.
You know, like when you fall over and you crack your head open and someone goes, one day you're going to look back at this and laugh.
That's it. This is that.
Well, one day, this is it. This is that time to laugh at the fact that you pissed on your boss's carpet.
Revenge makes a great anecdote, don't you think?
Wow.
But also, I think also, these are probably a reflection of humanity. Okay.
Yes.
Because we don't get to, no one shares this shit and they just keep it secret. But at the end of the day, don't fuck with us because this is what women are capable of doing. And you think that you have the power and you have none.
So I've never felt more terrified. And it's not even directed at me. I feel like that was a direct threat
to mankind.
Yeah.
And when I say mankind, I'm not fucking including women in that, yeah, because we are womankind.
Yeah, we are womankind.
You're
but
separate.
I find it fascinating just even how women function together. I can't remember who I was speaking to. I was speaking to somebody this week. That's who it is. It's this woman. She's a silversmith. She's absolutely fucking brilliant at what she does. She makes these really beautiful pieces of jewelry and she started to do them as sort of artwork as well. Really talented and really passionate about bringing women together and femininity and beauty and everything. And she is constantly battling with the bullshit of social media. In fact, let me find her bloody account and I'll just give her a little shout out.
Because I am just going to just text Rob and just make sure that he knows that he has to pick up our children now.
Please do. Yeah, because my husband has gone to go pick up.
Okay, good. Just checking. This is what happens when it's his turn, right? I don't know if you get this with Steve. This is why I'm worried, because I've not had the sort of standard text message that I get.
Yes, I know. And then you just get really...
Every time, mate, every time. What time do I pick the kids up? Excuse me. They have been going to primary school for, let's think, 3 years. He said, nah, fuck them. He's not getting them.
Nah, not today, mate. Let's leave them there.
But every time he has to pick them up, I get the same message.
Another example of mankind.
Yeah.
So Sully Studios is
Sully
Studios. She's a feminist jeweler. And I was chatting to her the other day and I said, the biggest shitter about women is that we have been taught that there's only so much space for us wherever we are. So we're not very good at, we need to be better at bringing each other up through the ranks and knowing to hold space for each other. But it's hard. Like, even I find it hard. I think, oh my God. Because it's not like our knee-jerk reaction is, well, for fuck's sake, if I've made it, she's definitely not going to fucking make it. Imagine being on the Titanic and you're going under. In that moment, do you help save someone else or do you fucking bolt? And it's that. And it's such a shame.
Like, I'm not going to lie, I will be punching them in the face and kicking them off the rafters.
I think it depends on what phase I am. Old Laura, the people pleaser, she would have drowned immediately because she would have saved a random cat that was on the boat, because then she would have been worried about the fact that everyone was judging her for not saving the cat.
You're Jack, I'm Rose. That's what's happening.
Oh my God, that's actually, that is a perfect actual description. I am Jack and you are Rose. That's right.
Dick!
That's right.
Get back!
Because I'm 100%, I'm telling you now, there is not a... way on this fucking planet I would have let him stay in that water. Not a chance.
It did seem
such
a bit tight though, didn't it?
Can't.
So, mate, you're on a massive board there. But I'm pretty sure that you could both get on it.
Have you ever tried to get yourself on a surfboard with someone else? The likelihood of it capsizing is pretty fucking high.
Yeah, it is,
and
yeah.
The water's cold, you don't want to get dipped back in again, and you just go, all right, I'm on.
Yeah.
We'll get some help for you in a minute. All right, you just stay there.
Death
and you know when you go, just keep crunching your hands open and close and wiggle your toes.
That's it.
You're going to keep the blood flowing. Hypothermia won't set in because it's not going to know what fit it with that amount of movement. You're going to be fine. So, yeah, I think that's the thing that I personally find very difficult about women. And I'm scared of women, if I'm honest, based on that, because it's very hard to know people's intentions. Really hard.
It is the fear that... you know, there's not enough space for everyone.
Yeah.
But actually,
and that's
there
shit.
Is. Because not everyone's you as well. Like, we're all different. We're all bringing different things to the table.
Yeah. No, like, I completely agree. I just think we need to be better at that. Yeah. And women can say, it's really easy for a woman to say, we need to hold more space for each other. But how are you actively doing that?
Yeah.
And
well,
that's not
we
necessarily
should,
about
we
business.
But maybe we could do like women owned small business shout outs on here then.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Look at us. We've got the fucking ragging hour.
Oh,
we've got confessions
God.
Hour. We've got small business shout outs. We're not even going to get any fucking confessions in at this place. At this place, at this rate.
This place.
No, that's a really great idea, though. Just little business shout outs.
Yeah,
that would
send,
be lovely.
Send us it.
Yeah, because, you know, this jeweler, she's exasperated at just the continual fight. And like she said, I'm just really passionate about what I do. I don't want to change what I do. I mean, hello, preach, sister. I fucking know that one well, so fucking well with regards to my journey on
social
media. Social
media is so annoying, isn't it? It's like,
it is so
Jesus
annoying.
Christ.
And it also tricks you into believing you're the only person with that problem when it's so, unless you're fucking Kim Kardashian, and then let's be honest with you, you're problematic in a completely different fucking way. Mm. You're dealing with something in a completely different fashion. And that is, social media is a beast.
It's
a
is
fucking
a beast.
Beast.
And it regularly sits on our face, doesn't it?
Mate, I don't know if it's ever got off my face. I'm suffocated by it.
Right, shall we round up now?
I think we should.
We're recording for a hot minute. Yes. Okay, so if you want to send us, right, what have we got? Ragging Hour.
We've got the ragging hour.
So something that we haven't had. No, have we had the ragging hour then? What did she say?
Yeah, I said it was about the coil, wasn't it?
She
didn't say what annoyed her. She just said about the fact that she was forced to keep it in. And it wasn't until that she said, I'm going to rip it out and bleed on the floor. I mean, what a statement.
Yeah, Jesus, can you imagine?
That is a dirty protest. That. If I was stood behind her in the queue, I would whisper, do it now.
Yeah.
Rip it out.
At the time that I was in the GPs and that old fella was talking to the receptionist about his massive balls. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
He was like, all right, Gary, just you want to bring the volume down a bit? Because I now know about your testiculitis or whatever the hell it is that you've got.
Testiculitis, that's not a thing, I'm sure.
Not a thing. I'm not a medical professional, what can I say? All right, okay, so if you want to send us a ragging hour,
yeah,
a bone of contention that you'd like to share with us that we will discuss. What was the other one?
The other one was a revenge
stories, i.e., but that are linked to smashing up the patriarchy silently.
Even if it's not the patriarchy, even if it is just that fucking cunt of a woman that actually just can't celebrate you as a human being,
just anything like
the fucking lot. Smash the shit out of it. Don't literally smash the shit out of them, because then we can't read it out and that will ruin
remember,
it.
Remember, we
prefer passive aggressive narcissistic type stuff, okay?
Yeah, that are all undetected by
entities. For legal reasons. Find your keys or piss on the floor, all right?
And female owned small business shout out. Send us your businesses. I'll do that on Instagram, I'd say, on the DM, so we can have a look at your profile. All right. So email us at nohorsebarpodcast@gmail.com, or what else can they do, Laura?
They can head on over to our Instagram page. They can slide on into our DMs.
And don't forget, you can buy from us, a small female owned business. You can buy our sex toys on our website. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
And that is at nohosbardpodcast.com. And we will see you all next Tuesday.
I can't fucking wait, actually.
Can't fucking wait, mate.
I've got the absolute fucking wind up my sails right now. The thought of another rager ragger.
It's great. This is like weekly therapy sessions at the moment.
This is far better than I lost a tampon.
Yeah, but exactly.
But if you've lost a tampon also,
tell us about it too.
Please, we don't want to negate from the tampon loss society.
All right, we're going.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.